This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, finally, Jacob Elordi has one, as does Conor Storey from Heated Rivalry. The lettuce haircut is kind of like a mullet, but not really. We're joined by Phil Domino from Neighbourhood Threat Barbers in Dublin. Afternoon, Phil.
Afternoon, how are you?
Describe us, what is a lettuce haircut? Some call it a salad haircut. Is that the same thing?
A salad haircut, or I've seen a wolf cut as well, as a similar one. And it's essentially a mullet that has grown out a little bit longer at the sides. So it's party all round rather than just party at the back.
Right, but it looks kind of gentler. And
that's it, a bit softer through the edges. And it wouldn't be quite as extreme. Like with the mullet, you're going to have a really tightly shaved side. Whereas, on this, it's a bit more feathered and stuff through the edges.
Yeah. Now, does that take a lot of maintenance to keep it looking like that?
So generally speaking, I'm noticing the change. More people are getting this now because it's probably less maintenance than the mullet. Like where the mullet, you're letting the back grow out. But obviously, to keep the sides looking tight, you're coming in more often, maybe every 2 or 3 weeks, you're getting the sides taken in. Whereas this would be more, you can kind of get it done, last another month or two, maybe, you know what I mean, before you're kind of having to get it taken in again.
Right, okay. Because in photographs, it looks like it's been cut that way, but maybe, you know, there was a bit of styling done to make it look kind of... windswept and interesting kind of thing. There's probably a bit of that too.
Well, you probably noticed the Canadian hockey team. A lot of them lads kind of have a similar thing with that. I don't know how much maintenance they're necessarily having to do before. They're probably letting the wind take care of it.
Yes.
I'd imagine Jacob Elordi's probably got a whole team
got
of lads
people.
Looking after that.
Yeah. They're just below the level of the photograph and they leap up and make sure it keeps looking like that. So is this because... when people start coming into you and saying, give me that now, are they coming in with pictures? Is it because they've seen people with it, or they're a bit sick of the mullets at this point?
I think 9 times out of 10 it is. They've probably seen it online. TikTok's a big one. I have a lot of young lads who'll come in with a photo or a video or something that they've seen on TikTok. So you kind of get a lot of it through that. So it's kind of, I think nowadays as well, you're starting to notice... it's a lot more kind of universal, whereas it used to be you'd have like different areas of the city almost. I'd have different styles kind of coming in, whereas now it seems to be all over the world. You'll kind of have just the same kind of haircut because it's all internet and everything now, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, but so back in the day, it used to be, depending on what part of Dublin you came from, you'd have a different hairstyle.
Most definitely, yeah. I was in the IFSC for a long time, and you'd be doing very different haircuts than you might be doing out in Tala, so...
That's gas. Yeah. And what would be the differences?
When I was working in a more local area, I'm originally from the south side of the city, Tala and Ballyfermot, and that'd be a lot tighter haircuts, so you can kind of get a little bit longer out of it. You're in the IFSC, you're kind of getting scissors cuts, more business style, you know, maybe slightly more traditional haircut, you know.
Yeah. That's interesting. Is the mullet dying out now?
I don't think it's dying out. I think this is what kind of tends to happen is you'll always have the lads who'll hang on. I mean, I've a few older men who come into me and are still getting a flat top from the 80s, you know, so you'll always still have the few that hold on to it. But it is definitely starting to wane a little bit. And I think that's why you're seeing now this, well, salad cut or wolf cut or whatever it is we're calling it. I think it's more so the mullet, people have the length there. They want to keep a bit of the length, but they're getting fed up doing the same thing every week, you know.
Yeah. Okay. And are there different sorts of mullet? In that, is there kind of like, because I don't want to be, I'm probably going to get slagged off for saying this, but there's a haircut I see, but it's mostly outside Dublin. Lads have it, but it's not quite a mullet.
Sort of a bit more grown out kind of thing.
Yeah,
isn't
it's a kind of a, you know, two Johnnies kind of thing, you know, that they seem to be sporting.
But see, the thing that I'd notice now, so we're right in the heart of the city here, we're working, and so we're tending to get... it's like, I remember 5 years ago when the mullet first kind of started to come around, it was a lad who was really cool, real cutting edge kind of guy. Mm. And he was getting that haircut almost ironically, knowing this is a bit of a mad looking haircut, but he wanted to do something different. Within 2 or 3 years, then you're having, you know, your rugby lads, all this kind of thing. So it sort of changes. And 2 years before, them lads would be taking the mick out of the first fella, you know what I mean? Sure. Yeah. They all follow, you know?
Yeah.
So at the minute now, you're definitely starting to, things are starting to change. But I'd say it'll be another couple of years till you're kind of, the mullet is gone, you know?
Yeah. So would you have people coming into you and you go, that guy is always ahead of the curve. So you know what the next new thing is going to be.
Yeah. Well, no, that's, I've given up at this stage. I'm 13 years. I've given up trying to guess what the new thing will be. I never seem to be able to guess, you know?
Yeah.
When I seen Saltburn, I thought the thing Jacob Elordi had in that kind of mop top thing, I thought that'd be the one. Nope. Didn't happen. You know, sure, now we're here talking about him having a salad.
Yeah. Do you have any theory as to why some take off and some don't?
Well, I tell you, like the wind blowing, there's no way of guessing, you know.
Yeah.
It's just, it is what it is, you know.
Yeah. And is it the fact that they're calling it lettuce or salad or wolf, where did those names come from, even?
Much the same way, I haven't a clue. I'll have a young lad sitting in the chair and he'll come out with something. Like, I had a young fella in there last week and he was asking me for a mod cut and I thought he wanted to go out the door looking like Paul Weller. You know what I mean? He showed me a photo of what he wanted. Not like what I was thinking at all. It was this sort of grown out thing on the top. So they've obviously decided that's what they're calling it, and that's just what we're going to get.
Is there a broccoli haircut?
So that one is one that the barbers invented, actually. That is very short on the side and then a big head of hair on the top. And it's a lot of young lads were getting it. And so in a sort of derogatory way, barbers have been calling that the broccoli haircut.
One of our listeners wants to know, can you get the lettuce haircut if your hair is very straight? Because it does, you know, if it needs to be wavy and bounce around a bit, but your hair just kind of hangs down.
You absolutely can, yeah. Because the thing is, a haircut like that, it's more so about the shape that's put in by your barber or your hairdresser. So there might be a little bit of maintenance as far as styling it at home. You know, you might have to hit it with a hairdryer or something to get a bit of that wave in it. But it can absolutely be done, yeah.
Yeah. Are there still men's styles and women's styles, or is that kind of breaking down a bit?
I think the further into the career I get, the more it's starting to break down. You know, I think much like in the 80s, you would have had, at the start of the 80s, very specifically a barbershop and a hairdresser's, and now you're tending, and then you kind of got more unisex. I think 90s, 2000s, it kind of separated again. There was more like barbershops again. Whereas now, I run a barbershop, and I might, one haircut might be a fella getting a full traditional hotel shave, and then the next one might be a fella getting, you know, slightly more androgynous sort of, like, even like a wolf cut or something. That, like, a lot of them are kind of based on more hairdressing principles, you know? So it really, these days, I think people aren't overly concerned, you know?
Okay. So, and are the different styles you're being asked to do, is that growing all the time?
Yeah, constantly, yeah. It's always changing, yeah. You never really know what's coming in the next week, which thankfully keeps it interesting. Yeah. Anyway,
well, I would imagine so, but can it present... Somebody comes in with a picture and you go, how am I going to do that?
Yeah. That's the fun part of it, you know, is sort of having to figure it out, or kind of, you know, there's still, within the industry, you get a lot of kind of seminars and stuff, people do talks, but the further into it I get now, there's rarely something I kind of go, geez, I don't know if I'm going to be able to manage this one, but it's definitely what keeps it interesting anyway.
Yeah.
You know?
But are there still people coming in for like short back and sides kind of haircuts, the traditional stuff?
They're the bread and butter. Keeps the lights on, you know?
Yeah, and people would come in, like, I suppose you'd have people coming into you for years that you'd know.
Oh, 100%, yeah. I think, to be honest, I'm lucky in where I am. I'd say most of the guys who come into me now, it'd be very much first name basis. I've been out with a few of them the odd time. You know what I mean? Like, they're mates as much as they are your clients, you know?
Yeah. And do you do beards as well?
Beards and shaving, yeah.
Yeah. And has that become kind of, at the moment, would it be kind of, an equal amounts of business?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. No, yeah. I remember a couple of years ago, it was always the case, when I first started training, you were learning how to do beards, you'd be thinking, when am I ever going to do this? Nobody really had them. And then within 2 or 3 years of me kind of getting going, it was massive. We were selling beard oils. We were selling all sorts of things for looking after your beard, you know.
Yeah.
But no, it's a big thing now, yeah.
Yeah.
Particularly gentlemen like yourself, you know.
Yeah.
Slightly thinner on top, but I got the beard, you know.
How dare you. Right, well, Phil, we're looking forward to when you come back in again to tell us about the next big thing, probably in a fortnight or so, I imagine.
That was
Phil Domino there, barber in Neighbourhood Threat Barbers in Dublin.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.